10 elements of an epic content marketing strategy. So the big question is, how are entrepreneurs like us who have too much to do and too little time able to build both the business and the life of our dreams? That's the question. And on this podcast, we'll explore the journey to the answer. My name is Brett Ingram, entrepreneur and award-winning product creator. I chose to build a business and have a time for a personal life, and I want to help you do the same. Welcome to Optimize. Content marketing is an interesting thing because it used to be a novel approach that people could use if they had a lot of time but didn't have a lot of money. If they had a message to share and they didn't want to spend money on advertising and things like that, you could create content that you thought had value to your audience and essentially put it out there. And the idea was you could generate a following by doing that and get some distribution about your products, your services, your message, your branding, everything else. And it used to be one strategy on the hub and spoke of a lot of different strategies. And it was one that was deprioritized to a lot of the other ones. The interesting thing is content marketing has actually now, in my opinion, become probably the most single important marketing strategy we can use, particularly if we're doing things in the digital space. Because nowadays, the marketplace is so crowded. Not only are all the other promotion methods super mature and either saturated or at a point of very high competition, ads you used to be able to buy for cheap. And so even if you didn't have optimized sales funnels on the back end, you could still potentially make sales and profit. Now it's at a point where if you don't have a very sophisticated back end with very high end, high ticket average customer value, you're going to struggle because some people do. And so they're going to be willing to spend more on the ads to get the prime spots and prime keywords. Same issue with SEO. As good as SEO is, again, any of the keywords that are valuable are already so overrun with competition that it takes a really long time from an SEO standpoint to be able to really make some traction there. And every other marketing method is in a similar situation. I'm not suggesting they don't work, they absolutely do. But actually, as it's come down to it, if we have a unique message, if we have a unique angle, if we have a unique product, content marketing now is actually the best, easiest, and most effective way that we can actually market it. Because one of the really sneaky, effective elements of content marketing is that once we've started to develop a brand, all of the other advertising avenues now and marketing avenues now become that much more effective. So now we can afford to play in all those other arenas as well. But it starts with content marketing. So in my opinion, it's actually the most important marketing method out there right now in terms of starting or trying to build or establish a brand. And so I want to talk for a little bit about how to do it, because there's also a lot of misinformation and a lot of misconceptions about what content marketing is and how we should actually approach it. So the best content marketing strategies focus on creating and distributing valuable, relevant, and consistent content. So that's really important. First of all, the content that we put out there has to be valuable. And by valuable, I mean to our audience. So whatever that is, I mean, it could be humorous, it could be educational, it could be informational, whatever. But whatever our audience values is all that matters. There's some content marketers, for lack of a better term, that when I see what they produce, I think to myself, this isn't even good. And yet they're very successful. Because the fact of the matter is, it isn't whether or not I think it's good if I'm not in their target market. It's whether or not their target market thinks it's good. And that's all that matters. If you have a message, if you have content that resonates with your audience and they will engage with it, it's all that matters. So that's how we're going to define valuable. Relevant obviously makes sense because it has to be something that they care about. The best content in the world, if your market doesn't care about it, doesn't really matter. I could create some great content on astrophysics, but if I'm in the business market, that isn't really going to do me a lot of good because the business people aren't going to be interested in that. And the third element of that, of course, is consistency. And this is really important. And this is where a lot of people fall down. The idea is some people understand what needs to be done with content marketing. And they start off with a good idea and they start off with their great intentions, but they start to make a little bit of content and then they give up too quickly because it doesn't get instant results. It's anything else. It takes a long time to get the train moving forward. But once you do, it will grow momentum by itself. But you have to be willing to put in all that other stuff up front in order for it to work. Otherwise, it's never going to get to a point of critical mass where it grows. And the idea of all of those things, the valuable, relevant, consistent content, is to attract and retain a clearly defined audience, right? So whatever audience we want to reach, that's the audience that we're creating content for. And the idea is we want to bring them in. We want to engage them. We want them to be interested and follow us and engage with all of our content. So the ultimate goal is to drive profitable customer action. So once we've established a relationship with people, then it's a lot easier to make recommendations and have people trust that and everything else. Think about it. If somebody walked up to you off the street and said, hey, there's this great restaurant, why don't you go try it? You might not, but you wouldn't really care about what they think because you don't know them. If one of your good friends or someone you really trust said to you, this is a great restaurant, you'd be much more likely to try it. Same idea applies. With old school marketing, to get to that level of customer engagement where we had a relationship, it was very expensive. We had to either keep sending out direct mail pieces or telemarketing or ads and ads, which gets very expensive. And with content marketing, the brilliant part about it is it's ultimately cheap or even free if you're doing the work yourself. So let's talk about some key strategies, because there's really 10 elements that sort of go into this. The more of these you hit, you don't have to do all 10, but the more of these 10 that you hit, the more explosive the growth will be, the more effective the overall results will be, the faster you can grow, and the greater brand loyalty you can build. The first, and this is the most important to start off, is to understand your audience. We have to understand who we are actually trying to create content for, who we're trying to attract to us, because if we don't know that, then the problem is, how are we ever going to do it? Now, this is pretty easy if you have a product, right? If you have a product about whatever it is, like how to fly fish, then you already know that your market is going to be people that are fly fishing or people interested in that. But if you don't have a product yet, it's still not too late to start, not too early to start content marketing. In fact, I would argue you're smarter to do the content marketing first, develop the following, and then create your products anyway, based on what your audience tells you they want. But regardless, we need to develop buyer personas so we understand their needs, challenges, and behavior of our target audience. So instead of just thinking of our target audience as this sort of amorphous blob of like people, we want to try to drill down and think about what an actual person, Mary Sue or John or whatever, in our audience actually looks like, how they go about their day-to-day business, what they think about, what gets them scared, what gets them motivated, what gets them excited, what their fears and dreams are. The better we know all of this stuff, the more targeted content we can make. And once we really understand that, it makes it really easy to generate stuff that they want and to get them to resonate with us and connect with us. So we want to tailor our content to address their specific interests and their problems. And we want to get as clear as we can on who they are. If we don't know that off the bat, that's okay. But it should be an ongoing process of trying to get to know our target avatar and customer better and better. The second element is to create a content calendar or have a plan, right? So if we don't have a plan, what ends up happening is we create a few pieces of content on the top of our head that we have great ideas for. Then we run out of content ideas really fast and we end up stalling and doing no content now for the next several weeks while we figure it out. Plan our content in advance so we can ensure a consistent publishing schedule. Think about it in advance, create a bunch of topics in advance so we're at least a week ahead, and create a schedule so we know when we're going to be posting. Once we start to do this, we'll start to get a process going where it makes it easier and easier. And we can start organizing themes, topics, deadlines, so we know that we're actually ahead of the game instead of making content in real time and trying to schedule it in real time, which is much more difficult. Things come up during the day, we get sick, we can't do this, we can't do that, we're busy, we're on vacation. If we do all these things in advance, now we've got a calendar with regularity and our audience knows that they can count on us. It also is going to help us keep Four in the front of their minds. And that will help us engage regularly with our audience, which is one of the keys. Another element is to diversify our content types. So I originally started the podcast with the idea that I was going to do an audio podcast. That's it. I was never going to be seen. I was only going to be heard. And in some ways that was really easy because it doesn't matter what I look like. It doesn't matter what I wear. I could be in my pajamas and shoot an episode, whatever. All I have to do is sound good on the microphone. But the fact of the matter is, in today's day and age, first of all, we live in a visual age, but also beyond that, people are in a multimedia context anyway. If you want to attract an audience, you want to be able to find them where they are. You don't want to try to convince people to listen to a podcast that aren't interested in audio. You want to have a video option so they can look at that. You want to have Instagram photo posts so they can find your quotes and your sound bites and stuff there. So we need to use a mix of content types, like a blog, videos, infographics, podcasts, social media posts, images, whatever. So we can engage different segments of the audience because each one's going to appeal to different audience preferences. And ultimately, it's going to lead to a wider reach and engagement. If we have people on 5 platforms engaging and sharing our content, that's going to grow a lot faster than if it's just on one. And again, there might be people who really love our message, but they aren't going to listen to a podcast or they aren't going to go on Instagram. They're going to be where they are. So if we go where they are, we create content for them, we can multi-purpose it. We don't need to create unique content for everything, right? It can seem unique, but it can ultimately be based on the same core ideas every single time. And the fact is, if we do that, we can reach people where they are. And instead of trying to convince them to move to other platforms. Another element of effective content marketing is SEO optimization. Now, I know I talked at the beginning about how SEO is tough and complicated. That's true. At the same time, we still want to be optimizing for it. We just don't want to count on that as our only traffic and lead generation strategy. But if we combine that with all the other stuff, as our content footprint grows, our SEO free traffic and its targeted traffic will start to grow as well. So we want to optimize our content for search engines to improve our visibility and rankings. So for this, we're going to be using keywords, meta tags, quality inbound and outbound links. This is its own science. And so this is something we could do or we can outsource. But the fact is, once we start to get a foothold and we've got a schedule going and we're starting to get routine content out consistently, we want to start to engage SEO next so we can start to build it from the ground up. And as we start to grow, we'll start to benefit from that as well. And then we want to regularly update our content, keep it relevant, and that will help improve our SEO performance. SEO loves, the search engines love new and updated content. The more relevant, the more recent, the better. We also obviously want to leverage social media. We want to share and promote our content on social media platforms so we can reach a broader audience. This is usually part of one of the other elements anyway, but it's important to point it out that despite the fact that you might not be interested in Facebook, if you have an audience that hangs out on Facebook, it's important that you create a page and that you post to that page. You might not be interested in Instagram, but the fact of the matter is, if you have an audience that hangs out on Instagram, you need to be there as well, right? So for me, I was never a social media guy. I had to set up all of my accounts and just start to build them as I started the podcast because I recognized how important it would be to cross-pollinate all of the content and make sure that people could find me in a variety of ways. So that way, no matter what their preference was, I was there to meet them halfway. When we're doing content marketing, it's about meeting our audience where they are, not trying to convince them to come to where we are. So we want to engage with our followers on those platforms as well. We want to post, and we want to post consistently, but we also want, when people respond and people make comments, we want to engage with that as well to encourage further participation. So participate in the conversations, encourage sharing, so we can increase our own visibility. Another element of successful content marketing is quality over quantity. Now, I know this is it's in conflict, right? Because we're saying we've got to have a lot of quantity. It's got to be consistent over and over. That's true. But if you had to choose one or the other, quality is more important, but you don't want to be on either end of the extreme. You don't want to take so long to focus on the quality of what you're making that it stalls your schedule. At the same time, you don't want to just be churning out garbage just to churn it out. So we need a balance. We need to make things that are good, but we also need to make sure that we're able to get it out fast enough. With the podcast, one of the things initially was I was trying to decide, do I use a teleprompter and do I write out scripts? What I realized is that isn't really me. It doesn't feel authentic. I like to riff. I like to talk. And I like to expand on ideas when I want to. At the same time, you worry a little bit about, am I going to be saying, or am I going to stutter too much or whatever. The fact of the matter is that creates authenticity. As long as it isn't to a level that is distracting, it's totally fine to create good quality that isn't totally perfectly curated. One of the actual issues right now on visual platforms like Instagram is that everything is so over-curated that nobody's what they actually look like. You have all these images of people, and it's basically the model version of themselves. It's not even what they're... And so the fact of the matter is, while there's some appeal to that, I believe that authenticity is the new currency. I think people want what's real. They're sick and tired of Photoshop and brushed and all this other kind of stuff and mass overproduce things. And they want authentic and genuine. So the fact of the matter is, if the quality of your content is good, your message is coming from your heart with passion and everything else, that is the most important thing. And then create enough of it that you can get it out consistently. High quality, informative, engaging, entertaining, educational, whatever, content, rather than mass producing low quality pieces. Don't use AI to churn out a bunch of stuff for you and just post it up there. There's nothing about that is unique to you or individual. So the challenge with that is, yeah, you're going to be able to get a lot of content out. But the fact of the matter is, it doesn't make you unique. So how is it going to bond anybody to you? So quality content can establish your brand as a thought leader and can build trust with your audience. And that's ultimately what we want to do. Another key element of content marketing, and this is really important and something that's often overlooked, is to use analytics. We actually have to measure the performance of our content through analytics tools. We want to watch, and we don't need to micromanage this in the beginning. In the beginning, it's about getting enough of it out there. Once we start to have enough content out there in a variety of different things, we want to go through and we want to look at what is resonating, what's getting the engagement, what's getting the most views, shares, comments, likes, and focus on creating more and more of that kind of content. The stuff that gets crickets when we post it, we can steer away from that content. Our audience will tell us and help us fine-tune what it is that they want from us. And if we just pay attention and we follow that, then we can get closer and closer to where we need to be. So we want to track our metrics like page views, shares, time on the page, conversion rates, clicks, whatever, any kind of engagement statistics. So we can understand what works and what doesn't and adjust our strategy accordingly. I try a bunch of different things. Some goes really well, some doesn't, that's okay. Another really effective and important element of content marketing is storytelling. We all love stories. So the more time, the more options, the more opportunities we have to tell stories, to make our content more engaging, more memorable, more unique, give it that authenticity that we just talked about because it comes from our own experience and stories. A good story can humanize our brand, connect emotionally with our audience, and can enhance message retention. Because when people are moved emotionally, they remember stuff. And so that is a really important message. Then another element of content marketing that's really important, that's often overlooked, is email marketing. We want to integrate email marketing into what we're doing because what it does is it closes the loop. If we can start to build a list of leads and give away something to get them to join our list, and we can start sending out emails when we post new content, when we have a new offer, whatever, it helps bring that full circle and it gives us an opportunity to connect with our audience outside the normal platform that they normally see us on. So we can integrate content marketing with email marketing so we can nurture those leads. We can use newsletter and targeted campaigns where we can post, these are our most recent posts, don't know if you saw them, here's a summary of what we did for the week, whatever it is. We can deliver personalized content directly to their inbox. And it gives us another touch point, another opportunity to bond, build a relationship. And also, it's a lot easier to promote stuff through email because there aren't any rules about being able to put in our links or affiliate links like there are in some of the social platforms. And then we want an element that brings this all together is focus on continuous improvement. We want to regularly review and update our content marketing strategy based on performance data and changing market trends. So while we're going to start with an idea in mind, we need to understand that we have to adapt and pivot as needed based on what our audience tells us. So we start with a particular strategy and then we make adjustments as we need. So every week or every couple of weeks or every month, we go back and we review how everything is going and we look at things and see, are there any shifts or changes we should make? So we can align our strategy with our audience needs and preferences. Effective content marketing is not just about selling our products or services, but it's about providing value to our audience, which in turn can lead to increased brand loyalty and customer conversions. And the best way to get the maximum benefit from content marketing is to leverage every advantage of it all at once. So these 10 elements help you do just that. And you can start with 1, 2, or 3, but you want to integrate all 10 as you go. So the takeaway here is that content marketing has gone from a novel way to generate traffic and leads to an essential branding method that's vital to long-term success. When done right, it can create a lifelong continuous flow of traffic, leads, and customers that love you and your brand and buy everything you've got without needing to be sold or hard closed. Be sure to subscribe so you get every episode and share it with a friend. And until next time, remember, no matter what you want from your business and your life, don't compromise, optimize.